Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Friday, the 25th day of May 2012, and we're going to be launching via the InfoWars Command Center, the Rolling Command Center, this weekend on our way to Virginia and Bilderberg 2012. And there are reportedly going to be well over 1,000 people conservatively there. I look forward to seeing you. And I've got some information on that coming up today. I just saw this story earlier at Infowars.com, and I link through to the Daily Telegraph and newspapers in Australia. It's true. Once a very free country under the Magna Carta, it is now basically like China. Of course, the Communist Chinese pretty much own the country now, over 90% of their rare earth minerals, you name it. So why not? Total globalist treason. But Australians face huge fines for speaking ill of new carbon tax. If you talk bad about the carbon tax, they have passed a law, the Commissars, because they've already had two governments fall over trying to pass this. It is a 50% tax on the sheep farmers and others, saying you can't even use your own property, 20% tax on others. There's a whole they have TV shows about green police over there where you actually get forced home inspections and harassment. Agenda 21 is coming in there 100%, and it's meant to shut down their industries. Of course, the big globalist industries are all exempt. If you didn't think small business was basically hanging on by its fingernails and almost extinct, it will be now. And of course, you have school teachers here saying, talk bad about the government, you're going to go to jail to the children. This is the new model. The re-education camps are ready. It's a 1.1 million, in Australian currency, 1.1 million if you speak bad about it. Because they're calling that a lie. The government's passed a law that you can't talk bad because they say it's a lie. What did police in Missouri, when they got up on the news when Obama was campaigning 4 years ago, in that newscast, they said, if you lie, and they said, for example, and say he's not a Christian or wasn't born here, we will decide it's a lie and arrest you. There's no law, but we're going to use false advertising and say that's what it is. I mean, these are tyrants. So we say this won't increase prices. No, it won't increase prices at all. California's got its 20% tax going in, and there's a giant total exodus. And San Francisco is an open sewer now because they've invited and paid for the homeless to come there from around the country so they can accost people and vomit and have sex in the streets and defecate everywhere. There are some homeless now who are real homeless because the economy's imploding. They're fed on and robbed by the gangs of drug-addled, spoiled brats. They all look like basically, it's like I've been to San Francisco many times, like armies of Leslie Cochran's. They're going to build a statue to here in Austin. Everybody's like, oh, it's so cute, the homeless guy. I had an office next door to where Leslie lived in luxury. This is a guy who went around in cheerleader outfits with a big beard. And I'm going to hold my tongue about Leslie. But if anybody ever criticizes me for talking bad about his holiness, I'm going to tell you what I've seen, okay? Including an Access Television 10-plus years ago when he had a show there and would use both the bathrooms. I'll just leave it at that. I'm going to stop right there. The point is, no one even knows what I'm talking about nationwide. But side issue, I just was reading how they're passing $7 million a year to fund a giant luxury condo thing for homeless. But it won't be the real homeless, the poor families driven into homelessness, the CPS takes their kids. No, it's going to be a vomitorium like the Romans had for a bunch of people to run around, inject heroin, drink liquor, and vomit all over each other. And believe me, that's what these guys do. They go around and vomit on each other. I've witnessed it.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, it continues straight into this worldwide Friday broadcast, the 25th day of May. I'll be back this Sunday live from the road. I'll probably already be in Tennessee on my way to Virginia to cover Bilderberg 2012 there in Chantilly. And that is where it's located. I made some phone calls yesterday, and they still got the conference set there. They're not moving it. So this is going to be exciting. This is going to be powerful. This is going to be informative. We're going to have live feeds, not just during the radio show, but in the evening, you name it. We're going to do live shows for PrisonPlanet.tv with a host in studio to be playing news clips and news packages we've done, but I'll also be doing some live shows, 7 o'clock Central, from Bilderberg on the InfoWars Nightly News as well. Last year, before I get into the news, I sent Paul Watson of England, of Britannia, and I sent Aaron Dykes of Texas. We could have sent John Carter from Earth, but the point is, to the Swiss Alps in the James Bond setting of St. Moritz, and just our Justin TV channel that we never even promote, it's just a backup, had 3.5 million views over 3 days. We had some other channels with, I don't know, 3 or 4 million views as well, putting it all together. Not to mention syndicated radio with the live feeds and video. It was huge. I mean, we send our reporters. ABC News goes and does live feeds, and they don't even have counters, but I've talked to people up there. I mean, their nightly news only has a few million viewers on broadcast TV now, and you're talking about maybe a few hundred thousand that end up watching videos they post online. We, the so-called alternative media, 3.5 million on a Justin TV channel. I bet Justin TV made some moolah off that. We didn't make any money off the ads they placed over it. Every time you watched a live feed, you had to endure a minute ad first. And people could say, well, hey, stream it on your own, prisonplanet.tv. We can for subscribers, but we cannot pay to have 3.5 million people. We're trying to work on being able to put our own video ads over things, but I don't even have sponsors that big to be able to pay for that. I mean, you're talking about conservatively 3.5 million views, even low, you know, mid-range quality like Justin had. We're talking probably $50,000, maybe more. That's what we're talking about here, even if you've got bulk bandwidth. This is very expensive. Just the guys uploading to YouTube, because we didn't change the data plan for Europe, was thousands of dollars just in data uploads. But here I am digressing on the Syndicated Radio Show, getting into kind of behind-the-scenes machinations and things that are going on. Take a little drink of Beyond Tangy Tangerine from InfoWarsTeam.com. That is product placement, by the way. Just because I have this and actually want to drink, I thought I'd do a product placement right now. That's how you also fund us. Man, that's good. I didn't like how it tasted at first. Now I'm completely addicted. All right, let's digress away from there as my brain bounces around like a ping pong ball. We launched Wednesday, 2 days ago, the InfoWars social network to get people that love liberty together to organize pockets of resistance, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide against tyranny. It exploded. Tens of thousands of people signing up, hundreds of thousands in there looking at it. And there's a lot of interactions with the social network, checking all the statuses and things. That's why the last one we had that got 30-plus thousand, 40,000, I forget the exact numbers, close to 40,000 members ended up crashing. But this time it's all been backed up, checked. There were a few tweaks that had to be made. It got slow for about a day. Now it's working really good, but we're still beefing things up. That's why it's in beta. And soon we're about to change the front page where whatever you vote up is the top groups and the top stories. So there's going to be a lot of new things getting added today and tomorrow at planetinfowars.com. And I want to encourage, and people are now doing this, I'm seeing amazing articles being written. I'm seeing incredible photos being linked to and posted. I'm seeing really powerful poetry. I'm seeing folks put together big compilations of globalist quotes. I'm seeing people already organizing. I'm seeing a lot of really cool stuff, and I'm having to remind and encourage my writers and webmasters for InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, the editors, to get in there and get some of the really powerful articles that are being written and to at least post part of them and then link back to the person's page. So we're going to really try to focus in and pay a lot of attention to PlanetInfoWars.com. But I'm also busy still, and I think on the bus ride over 2 days up to Virginia, that I'm going to be rewatching, because the problem is we had so many folks on the InfoWars reporter contest. That's a good problem to have. Over 1,000 total came in. Over 600 followed the rules and so qualified to be in the contest. And I am going to sit there with our G4 connections on the different iPads and Samsung pads and systems we have. I'm going to have four guys. Well, there's four guys in the counting the driver. The three of us that aren't driving the bus, I drive it some, but are going to be going back over the ones that we've already honed down to about 100. So we're going to try to, while we're driving up there, we're also going to do some live reports that will be at prisonplanet.tv on the way up there, really as a beta test of all these new 4G systems we've gotten. And 3G's is back up, and then we've got some good old-fashioned backups as well, where if they jam our cell phones, we're going to have some other systems to be able to get the communiques out. So a lot is happening. A lot is happening. A lot is going on. And so soon I should be able to post. I think we'll probably hone it down to about 20 and then post those 20 videos in three rounds on InfoWars.com and just see your feedback. Have some crude voting systems where you can, you know, vote there on the site and tell us what you like. That won't actually determine it, but it'll feed into the feedback to see what you're liking, and kind of the wisdom of the crowd, and we'll see where that goes. So I'm going to try when I get back from Bilderberg to collate the high-def footage and get that on the nightly news that we'll have, all the mid-grade, and well, even some of it high-def will be going out if the G4 systems work properly. We'll get back, collate that, get that on the nightly news as quickly as possible and on the radio show for you. And then we'll also then try to start the whole public vetting of the male and female reporters that are going to win the $5,000 each. And then they'll obviously be in the front running of that if everything's congenial and can be satisfactory to all the parties, hire people from the contest. That is my intention, but the prize is the 10,000 Federal Reserve notes that look like U.S. money, total fraud, hiding in plain view. So we'll be paying you in those Federal Reserve notes that aren't worth the paper they're written on. But as we predicted, as the euro goes down first, that makes the dollar go back up, makes gold and silver go down, but only for a time before it seesaws and the implosion starts here. And even CNBC admits the United States is in much worse a shape than Europe once the implosion begins here. We wish that wasn't the case, but that is coming. So those of you who watch gold and silver dropping, that is something that we have predicted before it rockets back up. Because all the mathematical facts, all of history shows that they will hyperinflate the currency when they go to QE3, QE4. We thought that would start by early this year. It has not happened yet. But it's a foregone conclusion, or all those derivatives are going to go belly up. And you see that starting with J.P. Morgan now. But that itself will cause all sorts of problems. I mean, it goes from, would you like to be shot in the head 5 times with a shotgun, a double lock buck, or 15 times with an AR-15 223? I mean, either way, there's nothing left here. I mean, this is off the charts crazy. And it's, we've all been maneuvered into this position, but the elites themselves have lost control. So it is definitely a crazy, crazy, crazy loco, bonkers, bizarro, Neverland, dark crystal world that we are hurtling into headlong. That's really the best way to say it. Okay, enough of the pleasantries and notes here. There are no guests today, and we are going to take a lot of your calls. That probably means 20 calls is a lot for me, because I never seem to get to them. But when I do go to callers, I tend to give you a lot of time. On any issue you wish to discuss, anything you'd like to talk about, I'll give the phone number out at the end of the next segment. I do want to tell you we've got a lot of really important news today. I see these kind of articles about every 2 days. And what's happening is I am becoming conditioned myself to just accept this, and that's wrong. And the reason I know that's happening is a couple of years ago, we'd see this come out every few weeks and I'd cover it. But now it's every 2 days or so, TSA robbing people's bags, TSA grabbing small children, taking them into rooms where they scream and cry. The father complains, police come and baton them in the head or taser them. People dying in TSA custody, them robbing hundreds of people a week at major airports apiece, just Kennedy Airport where I've had a present for my daughter robbed out of my bag. They admit it's 200-plus robberies per week by the TSA. The drug dealing, the child molestation, some of them are pimps, drug dealers. I mean, it's incredible. Who else wants a job? Who else wants a job? I mean, I've talked to some TSA that, you know, got it 10 years ago who've come to my protest, and they think, well, I got it at first just to search bags and stuff, you know, for security because it's decent paying. But I quit when they started the groping. So some people it was, hey, I'm, you know, been working at the post office. I can get paid more over here. I'll go here. But as it got more and more evil incrementally, the only people, and I've seen it, that want to pull out, you know, when a man's attracted to a woman and you see him pull good looking women out of line if they're into women. You see the pedophile types going after the kids. You see the homosexuals going after the men. You see the lesbians going after the women. I mean, it is bad, folks. Well, CBS reports priests removed for reports of abusing children is the commander of the TSA there in Philadelphia. And, well, needless to say, the children are getting a very intense genital pat down.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool, and he never gives an answer. But the fool on the hill sees.
There have been so many Congress people, so many movie stars, so many models. It's every week or so in the news saying, this man, this woman grabbed my genitals and clearly enjoyed it. They either enjoy the raw power of it, because it's all types of weirdos that are getting these TSA jobs and all sorts of perverts, or they sexually enjoy it. And undoubtedly, when I was, quote, patted down in Las Vegas, the person said, I listened to your radio show. I was listening yesterday. This is my administrative privilege, and was clearly enjoying the fact that I was awkward and couldn't do it. And clearly enjoy getting down on their knees in front of me. They're listening right now and rubbing all over. I mean, this is bizarre. And all these models of people come out and say, yes, the woman clearly enjoyed it. There was no doubt about her sexual preference. Now, it's one thing to have adults being abused and sexually assaulted. That's bad. That's illegal. It's a felony. The state police in Texas came out and agreed with the legislature and said it's a felony. Doesn't matter. They're not going to stop. Psychologists have come out and said this is training children to be touched. I mean, I've always told my children, if you're at a camp or something or at swim team and somebody starts touching you, it's inappropriate. Anything other than a pat on the shoulder or whatever by an adult, you know, if a child comes over and hugs you or something, that's fine. And then the system tries to even say hugging is wrong. But then they make the government abusing you okay. And now my children, you know, hear my radio show, or they will be somewhere and they see it on TV. I've been in a hotel room watching about the TSA on a vacation once. They're like, well, what do we do? You said don't let anybody touch us, but if we ever fly, we want to fly, but we don't want to be touched by the TSA. Everyone's having to have this discussion. And I had several state reps on in Texas who unanimously, as you know, last year said, you can't do this. It's already illegal. We're going to enforce the law. What made them all blow up? They've all got to fly quite a bit, and they describe having their daughters and sons taken away and the daughters crying while TSA touches their breast and their genitals. And I personally, as a father, can't handle it. And I see it in the news where the parents get panicked, and they tell them, you stand there, and then they arrest the parents when the child starts crying. And you've seen the videos where they start pulling their shirts off, searching them and really getting off on it. And you look at these TSA people. They're the archetypal perv. You know, whenever the cops bust some guy trying to pick up kids in a schoolyard or catch him grabbing a little kid, they always look the same. Real wimpy, little chicken necks. You know how a pedophile looks. And it's like, oh, my gosh. You know how a heroin head looks. You know how a crackhead looks. I mean, you can't always judge a book by its cover. But the archetypal child abuser always looks the same, whether they're black, white, Hispanic. You know the look. You've seen them. Real gross. And you're at the airport, and you see them. I've sat there. I was in California, and I was went through. They had a Starbucks right there. I got a coffee because we got there early. And so we'd gone to the checkpoint. I said, watch this. And I sat there with Dew. It was Santa Rosa. Was it Santa? Whatever the big airport is outside Santa Cruz, the one we drove to there, it's big. And we even shot a little bit of video of some of it. And they were not putting men through the scanners. All they were putting through was women, people in wheelchairs, and children. And we sat there for 30 minutes. I went and got a newspaper. We sat right there. We even shot some video. We've aired on the nightly news. And we also made the point they would body scan and then always pat you down. See, they said, oh, we'll just do pat downs if you don't body scan. San Jose. Dude just came in here. Everybody that there's so many sands this, sands that around there. I can't keep track of them. Beautiful area. The reason I'm prefacing all this before I get into all the other huge news is CBS News. A defrocked priest for reportedly you know what, with little kids. He's the head of TSA at the big Philadelphia airport. Of course he is. Of course. Of course. Man was removed from ministry after three cases of sexual abuse against young girls. Oh, my heavenly Father, please deliver us. And this is the type of garbage that we deal with. These wolves. And, I mean, I'm telling you, the guy that was rubbing, I was wearing a T-shirt, he was going, this won't take too long. And I'm just going, what in Hades is this? And I just wanted to get on the airplane and get out of there. I mean, in my entire life, I've had medical doctors touch me, and that's it, and I didn't like that. And now, I've had a man rub his hands all over my body, and he was in a uniform. This is the new America.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control. Your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best or less guaranteed.
Priest reportedly targeting little girls. He is now the commander of the TSA at the main terminals D and E. He is the commander. The commander. And that report, again, TSA hired serial sex abuse priest, pedophile, as screener. There you go. It was removed and the whole thing was covered up. Let's go back to Steve Watson's article here. Man was removed from ministry after 3 cases of sexual abuse against young girls. Why don't they arrest these people? Oh, well, they're a priest or they're a CPS worker. Who do you think wants to get around little kids? Who do you think the CPS are? Who do you think the TSA are? Who do you think truancy officers are? Statistically, in criminology, truancy officers up until now are the most dangerous people out there for children. Next, it's CPS workers. I-team, priest removed from ministry due to sex abuse allegations. So he was removed. He didn't deny it. Now works at PHL. Let's go to part of that newscast. Here it is. here at Infowars.com.
Tonight, a CBS 3 I-Team exclusive, a Catholic priest who was removed from ministry over sex abuse allegations now holds a sensitive security post at Philadelphia International Airport.
And as the I-Team reporter Ben Simino shows us, his conduct is under new scrutiny.
Okay, I tell you, our video systems just do not work anymore. We are at crisis level here. Every video we try to play now is not working. And I just, for the life of me, do not know what's going on anymore. So let's just recognize we've got a problem, and let's get it fixed, okay? So, I mean, we bought new computers to get around this, and I don't know what I can do to be able to get these going. Is there anything we can do? Here, go to rebroadcast.
Well, that's it. That's all I got to say. See you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back here. And, you know, my anger issues on air is not an act. I hope everybody understands that. I don't like my job particularly here all day, knowing that America is helpless in the hands of a bunch of perverts and scum who are molesting our children. And I see newscasts now from all over the country where you try to take a bus ride or you're driving down the highway and the TSA now wants to fondle your children. Let me tell you something, you pedophiles. You're not getting your hands on my children. And we're going to wake this country up and take things back, you pervs. You see, they know that if they can do that, they can get away with anything. So the social engineers are hiring an army of scum. And you've got the report up at Infowars.com right now. Infowars.com. Reported child molester who was defrocked over it. TSA hired reported serial sex abuse priest pedophile as screener. Man was removed from ministry after three cases of sexual abuse against young girls. CBS reports, I just can't handle it. When is this country going to wake up? I can't even do this radio show now. It's not just that the stupid CBS video that was playing earlier actually off their site quit working. We need to re-download that ourselves and see if we can get it working. That's not my only issue. That's not why I got mad. I have to fight constantly to not overturn this broadcast desk and start kicking holes in the wall. And I'm not somebody that does that on any other issue. I wreck my car, I don't get mad. Crack a tooth, I don't get mad. Lose my wallet, I don't get mad. But when I constantly learn about the globalist abusing children and bringing us into total bondage, I am absolutely in a controlled rage right now. Every time I look at how innocent my children are and how good they are, and I think of everybody else's children, and I think of all the things they're doing to children, it makes me angry to a level that is indescribable. I feel like I could pull one of these people's heads off with my bare hands. And you know what I'm talking about if you're a parent. I am tired of it. I am sick of it. I am sick of it. I have seen the photos from the families of their kids killed by CPS, looking like concentration camp victims with their eyes sunk in dead. I have to read constantly how they're grabbing 2- and 3- and 4-year-olds and putting them on, some cases, 20-plus drugs, on average 7, until they start having seizures, and then they put them on anti-seizure medication and turn them into little zombies and kill a bunch of them. And none of you people are standing up, you police, you bureaucrats. I am offended by all the races I hear about to race for homeless children. That means kids the system's taken. Or the race for to help this orphanage or that. Or the race to find a cure for breast cancer. It's all by design. The breast cancer off the charts, the autism, the breakdown of the family by design, and then for little issues, they take people's children, and no one enforces against the CPS, where they literally put them in cages, in basements. A lot of them don't even want to rape them. They just want the money, so they feed them almost nothing, put them in dungeons, lock them up. When they get caught, the judges say the CPS is allowed to do that, and they give them all these drugs. And then they rape them, and I just can't handle it anymore, okay? I know why a lot of people want to live in denial and just go off and not care about this, but let me tell you something. You're not going to hide from this stuff. You're not going to hide from this stuff anymore. You are not going to be able to get away from the evil. We're all going to be judged for the 52 million abortions and the millions of dead this global empire has killed in our name in just the last decade. And we're all going to be judged for everything we've done. And if you don't believe in God, hey, that's your issue. The world, history, what comes around goes around. When you don't care about anybody, when you get into evil, when you think torture's cool, it's going to end up happening to you or your children. You're a cop and you beat up innocent people and frame people. Your son or daughter is going to die in a car wreck or is going to get cancer. That's just how it works. That's what God-fearing is. You people have no idea what you have crossed the line on here and what gates you've opened as hell is spilling out into this country and worldwide. And I have got chills. I'm not afraid of the New World Order and all their scum. I'm afraid of the big guy upstairs, and I can feel the anger. I can feel it down here. And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get everything we deserve. Everything we deserve. Everything all of us have done is going to come back on us multifold. Multifold. All of it. All of it. None of you are going to escape judgment. You people that like to abuse children, you demons, you are going to pay. Do you understand that? You aren't going to outrun anything. I know you want to take a bunch of little kids with you, but they're not going to go where you're going. You understand that? Their pain is going to be short-lived compared to what you're facing. Do you understand that? You're going to get a trillion times what you do to those children. It'd be better for you to go out in the ocean and tie a big anvil. You know, the thing's always getting dropped on Wile E. Coyote's head. I know you're public school educated, you pervs. You don't know what that is? To tie a big chain around an anvil and tie it around your neck and throw it into 10,000 feet of deep water. That'd be a lot better thing for you to do. Or go hang yourself like Judas Iscariot than what you're going to be facing. You're going to go and hide in caves and beg for the ceiling to fall in on you. And it's not going to. I can't take my children on an airplane ride. And now you can't take them on a cruise ship. They started the pedo stuff there. And you can't take them on a bus because the pedos are there. And they're there because, you know, I can't do it because it's not just that I don't want my children being grabbed. I can't physically let you do it. And they've got cops in the airports. They're to protect the pedophiles, and they'll gun you down and high five after you're dead. And they're going to that state legislature. They abuse them. Members of Congress who've complained. TSA says, we know who you are, Congressman. Get over against that wall. And they come up and the congressman, we played the clip, said it hurts. And they sit there and laugh at him with a cop sitting there with a taser. Don't you slap his hand away. And if you try to leave the airport, we're going to charge you with a violation and charge you $10,000. Get up against that wall, Congressman. This is about the power of us, a bunch of scum. I mean, it is just like Sodom and Gomorrah. They come to the door with Lot and his wife and children in there. And they say, come out and have sex with us. And they go, no, we're not going to. And they go, we want your children. Or we're going to kill you. And I forget the whole story of the Bible. And the adults are like, we'll come out and talk to you. No, we want the children. Hey, guys, will you bring up the story of Sodom and Gomorrah? Sodom and Gomorrah, men at the door demand children. I'm going to pull up the exact King James Version of that and read that to people. And now they're here. They're like, we're here. We want your kids. We're going to put vaccines in them. We're going to say that we have parental consent. Even when we don't, the state's now injecting them without authorization, totally illegally. We're going to take them and give them abortions. We're going to do all this. We're the state. We're God. We're the state. We want your children. Every criminal sick system throughout history wants that. There it is, King James, the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. And there came two angels to Sodom and even and Lot in the gate of Sodom. And Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face towards the ground. And he said, behold, now my Lord, turn in. Let me find the part, control left children, or maybe sons. They wanted his sons. There it is. And the men said unto Lot, haste thou here. Any besides, son-in-law, and now sons and daughters, and whosoever thou hast the city, bring them out to this place. Now that's where God says he's going to destroy the city. I'll find it during the next break and read it when we come back. Good job pulling that up. Oh, man, it gives me a headache. I haven't even gotten into the news yet. There is so much of it. It's all off the charts, confirming everything. Every day, everything we've said is just absolutely confirmed, in spades, in triplicate, lit up, on fire, and it's worse than I thought, and it's all going to happen, and it's all coming, and it's just going to get worse and crazier, and the average person out there has no idea what's even going on. The average person still has no idea what we're up against. Obama is so cynical. Obama told older unemployed workers, start your own business. Really, I don't get a tax incentive starting my own, quote, business operation and hiring all these people. I've called the city and they laughed at me. But if I was the Formula One guy, I'd get the whole track and everything paid for with taxpayer money so he could give, you know, $4 billion to one daughter and millions to the other. And they've got the two biggest houses in the U.S. now, hundreds of millions apiece, 40-plus thousand square feet, with my money. They've built scores of tracks worldwide, always paid for by you. And then those very rich people come and lobby to raise middle-class taxes so they can steal it all in banker bailouts and corporate welfare. And the dumbed-down general population is being taught, get rid of the middle class, that'll make you rich. It's the middle class buying cars, hiring people, doing all this stuff that runs the economy. I'm so sick of crony capitalist trash. You people are a bunch of scum, and you're going to get destroyed by your own system. You watch. You watch.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Attention all U.S. drivers. Do you own a vehicle with less than 150,000 miles with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all? In order to aid the American people with saving thousands on future auto repair costs during these hard economic times, VSC America is now offering an affordable, low-cost coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage. Those who qualify will have all future covered auto repair bills paid directly to the repair shop for them. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included with all plans. All this at a fraction of what many dealerships are charging.
So call now for your free 5-minute quote and see if you qualify. The number to call is 1-800-493-7561. 800-493-7561. Again, that's 1-800-493-7561.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Abusers, the sadists, at the airports and everywhere else to have their way with us because they're simply trying to break our will right now. And I've talked about that ad nauseum because it's so important. I told you a decade ago tens of thousands of drones were coming to the skies of America and would be weaponized. It's now CBS News, Associated Press, Salon. How did I know? MIT and the Pentagon said it publicly. Around 90% of what I cover is totally in the mainstream news, but they spin it like it's good, or it's in government documents or think tank documents. About another 8% or so is sources. As a journalist, I have a lot of sources. I wear the journalist hat. I wear a commentator hat. I wear a Patriots cap simultaneously, and a hater of evil. I don't like people that abuse innocent people. It makes me feel very, very violent. And that's a normal activity. You know, I have two French bulldogs. Sweet little thing. We also have a lab that was dumped that we found out by our place. And sometimes when I get home at night, my wife's already asleep. And they know the sound of my car and stuff, so they don't get up. But then if I walk by the bedroom, go into the garage or something, I hear the little Frenchie, Sparky, the little gray brindle French bulldog. And I mean, it's just that normal instinct that he's sitting there in bed with my wife curled up with her, and he sees somebody walking by, he wants to know I'm here. And I know my little dogs aren't tough, but they would bite somebody if they were hurting my children. Why won't men get involved and see it as a destiny and a mission to go after the globalists and expose them? I mean, I don't know how parents just turn their kids over and the kids start crying a lot. I've seen it at the airport, and they take them away and put them in the box, and all these scum, you can see them. And they come over and get off on it, and they have these sick looks on their faces when the little kid it's touched on. And it just, that's another reason I'm driving to Virginia. I'm not even afraid of the saying no to the scanners and all of that. For me, it's more of an anthropology research to, you know, go through it. It's that I can't stand seeing it done to the other people. It really does torture me. And I don't understand how it doesn't torture the rest of America. I mean, I watched like a 3-year-old girl going, mommy, mommy. And they're like, it's okay, honey. And then, and the men and women take them away and put them in a little glass box. And the little kid puts their hands up and gets microwaved, and they bring them over. And then some perv comes over, just rubbing all over the little girl. I mean, I can't handle it. I feel like I'm aiding and abetting, but I don't go over there and say, listen, you pervert, this is illegal. The police can't do this. You're being trained to be a prisoner. So that's why I don't fly basically anymore. And I know I spent the whole first hour on this. It just shakes me to my very core. What does it do to you? I feel weak and pathetic if I watch it, but then I still end up seeing it on YouTube as people put out the videos of the crying children. Crying children being trained. They're training us for checkpoints, for blood taking. They're training the kids in public school. Their parents can't come get them. They take them to FEMA centers. They have the kids with their hands up and walk on the buses, elementary students, with police aiming guns at them. We're all being trained to live in a giant re-education camp martial law system. And it's painful to watch. The sleeping giant that is America. Awaken. Awaken. Masses of news straight ahead. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.